Missile and Jimmy, let's get to it straight away. SEN's Tennis Expert is brought to you by Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches, AATC.tennis. G'day, BP. Yeah.
Hello, gents.
Hey, gotcha. Hey, mate, what Novak Djokovic threw in four.
No, Novak's a clean skin, Jimmy. Come on, he's a good boy. Novak Djokovic never does anything wrong. Novak has, just won through, which is much relief to him before the 11 o'clock curfew over there in London. Tim van Rijthoven, what a good story he is. Taking a set off Novak Djokovic. He was in the wilderness going back about 4 weeks ago, come from the absolute clouds, and whatever happens in his career from here, he can say that he's beaten or taken a set off Novak Djokovic, one of the great champions of the sport, on centre court at Wimbledon. He'll remember that for the rest of his life. And Djokovic now sets up a great quarterfinal with Jannik Sinner, the Italian, who today defeated Carlos Alcaraz, the 20-year-old beating the 19-year-old. That rivalry is going to entertain us for the next, 10 to 15 years. They played a pulsating four-set match. So, yeah, that was the other big highlight of the day with, obviously a big night of Aussies to come tonight.
So tell us, Brett, Kyrgios and Tsitsipas have both been fined. What's the fallout from that game?
Yeah, so Tsitsipas has copped the $10,000 fine for obviously belting the ball into the crowd, which impacted a spectator. So that doesn't come as a surprise. Yes, Nick certainly pleaded with the chair umpire and the referees during the course of that match for him to be actually defaulted. It's a little grey, the whole area. I mean, obviously Djokovic got defaulted at the US Open for belting the ball in the vicinity of a official on court, but there is no such ruling for actually belting the ball into the crowd of the spectators. So that's why he wasn't defaulted at the time, but he has copped a $10,000 fine. And Nick's copped a $4,000 fine for the audible obscenities, which I think there were, two Lions people that reported that to the chair umpire. So anyway, that's a bit of loose change in the ashtray. It's not going to necessarily affect the life of Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we've got four Aussies in action tonight. Dimonor, Kyrgios, Alia, yep. Tomjanovic. What about Jason Kubler? This is a great yarn. Now fourth round and flying.
So I was at the US Open in 2018, Jimmy, when he played Taylor Fritz, the American, on an outside court. And Jason, that's the first time he got inside the top 100, or career high 91. And he fell over on his ankle that day. I just remember thinking, God, this guy deserves a decent run of luck with injury. And so it's quite fitting that Jason, having made it now back to the top 100 4 years later, gets another opportunity to play an American who has become their number one player in the last 12 months.
Yeah. Good on you, BP. Thank you. We'll speak to him tomorrow after 8 o'clock. Matty Johns, Cam Smith. Stick around.